People who live in the cities of the South are all too familiar with issues of race. Sometimes that familiarity can turn into malaise, or worse, apathy. It can help to talk with someone who brings fresh eyes to the topic. The documentary play What Color Is Your Brother is an attempt to do just that for one southern city, Macon, Georgia. Grant Blankenship of Georgia Public Broadcasting talked with playwright Mark Mobley about the piece.
The only direction I was given was, it doesn't have to be some sort of kumbaya, let's all celebrate our specialness. It was like, go where the issues are and talk to people and get them to talk about themselves.
Native Maconite? I am. Born and raised East Macon. Went to Northeast High School. Went to Payne College in Augusta, Georgia.
So I interviewed a bunch of Maconites, did a bunch of archival research, and also programmed the music that goes with the script. Everything in the play is either something spoken to me or by me to someone I'm interviewing.
There'll be like 30 seconds of dialogue where he's talking about his family, he's talking about his church.
Okay.
The interviewer will say, how have you seen Macon change from when you were growing up? And that'll be downbeat.
I mean, I'm Georgian. You know, I grew up in suburban Atlanta. My father's from Atlanta. My mother's from Thomasville. That's where they met. I spent a lot of time driving through Macon, but not much time driving around or being in Macon.
I'm going to tell you what I think is a big change. There's always been a divide. Growing up, going to Northeast, which is a predominantly black school, you don't really notice it.
There are a lot of cities and towns, Birmingham, Memphis, that when you say the name of the city or town,
Mississippi,
there's instantly a racial incident that is connected.
I think what happened to Macon and its decline is socioeconomic difference has broadened.
But in terms of racial strife, aside from the things that affect every community, there's not a Macon race riot to point to, or a particular, a march, or there's not some event. It just meant diving in.
So did you ever for a moment think, I want to raise my kids somewhere else?
Well, it had its transformative event, which was segregation, you know, and the integration of the schools and the founding of all these white private schools in the suburbs, white flight.
They may be better off going somewhere else for any reason, up to and including the fact that they're black.
Yes.
One of the characters in the play says, you know, if you live in North Macon, if you're white and live in North Macon, you don't have to go downtown for anything.
Unless you want to, or unless you work there. Everything's right there.
I mean, you got your mall, you got your schools, you got your everything is there.
Zaxby's, sit down restaurants.
Which is fine, but that just means that there's a built-in separation.
You don't have to come downtown unless you want to, or unless you work there.
Success isn't just building a new high-rise downtown or, you know, some sort of big civic project like that. Success is actually helping save lives, tamping down crime, and making livable communities. And I think conversations like this, if done well, done sincerely, done artfully, with the right people involved, not just the usual suspects, but prominent people being involved, you know, I think that's a way forward.
What Color Is Your Brother will be performed by musicians from the McDuffie Center for Strings and performers from Theater Macon's Youth Actors Company at the Grand Opera House in Macon on Saturday, February 28th. Tickets are free to the public.